This report is part of WNPR's Mental Health Reporting Series, made possible by our founding partner, Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Health Network.
Lance Newkirchen is a patrol officer in the town of Fairfield. That means he drives his cruiser to everything from alarm calls and domestic disputes to car accidents and trees in the road. He's also an officer who responds specifically to mental health calls.
We're going to go meet with a father whose 21-year-old son 2 days earlier at 3 o'clock in the morning through his depressive disorder was having suicidal thoughts.
Fairfield has 107 officers and 18 are trained like Newkirchen. They're part of what's called a crisis intervention team, and the department's target is to reach 20%. It's a program that began in Fairfield about 3 years ago, and the goals are clear: to give officers the training they need to tell the difference between a criminal event and a mental health event. The difference can mean treating people instead of simply locking them up. In Fairfield, officers also follow up with people in crisis a few days after the event has passed. Police say they want to make sure families have as much support as they can. They also want to make sure police have as much information as they can in case they ever have to go back.
They know they're dealing with someone who's depressed. They know that they're dealing with someone who may have a samurai sword collection in their basement. They know that they're dealing with someone whose parents are divorced and the father is very anti-police and the mother is pro-police. These are all things that will get somebody, an officer responding as he's walking up the front walk, get him 90% of the information he needs to be effective.
Before he gets to the house, Newkirchen checks to see whether any guns or gun permits are related to the address. He also looks at prior calls and asks about the criminal histories of the people involved. Once at the house, the family agrees to let WNPR attend the interview, but family members wanted neither to be identified nor taped. Inside, Newkirchen talks through a brochure of services, people and agencies that can help them out if they need it. He also has a 2-page list of questions.
Great. So the diagnosis right now, it's my understanding that your son has been diagnosed with some sort of depressive disorder. Is that correct? Okay. Is it manic depression? Is it depression? Is it bipolar? Do you know? How long ago was he diagnosed? And do you know, has he been compliant with the medication? And how would you describe the family dynamic? Supportive? Assaultive thoughts?
Back in the cruiser, Newkirchen says doing this job means being a good listener, but it doesn't mean being soft or forgetting police tactics. It just means adding to them.
It's easy to interview and get the person who just stole 4 tires from BJ's to really tell you what's going on. And it's incredibly difficult to get someone who believes they have an assignment from the FBI to really admit that they don't, and they do need help, and it's time to go and talk to somebody at the hospital. So that is the skill set.
That set of skills is something that officers say you don't get at the police academy, but you can get it at a week-long training. That's where I first met Newkirchen a few weeks ago, as 50 or so officers from across the state gathered for the first day of a 5-day seminar. Sponsored by the state's Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and the Connecticut Alliance to Benefit Law Enforcement, the seminar touches on everything from making suicide assessments to handling people on the autism spectrum, from forging partnerships with community mental health providers to understanding de-escalation techniques.
Good morning. It's a privilege to be here.
That's Madeline Baranowski. She's one of the first speakers and is an associate professor of psychiatry at the Yale School of Medicine. She's talking about what she calls Mental Health 101.
The characteristic of your work that sets you apart from every other professional is that you never know what you're walking into.
Her first goal is to give the officers an understanding of various types of behavioral health issues. Take, for instance, psychotic illnesses. Those, she says, are the ones that make a person unable to tell the difference between thought and reality. To illustrate, she confesses something many people feel when giving a public talk. She's nervous and worried about how people will react.
As long as I know I'm thinking it, I have a choice on how to change my behavior. But if I were mentally ill, particularly if I had a mental illness that interfered with what we call reality testing, I think because you're staring at me, you're thinking I'm stupid. I'm hearing your thoughts, and your thoughts are that she ought to go home. What does she know?
John McGrath is a third-year local police officer in Fairfield. He says the training is an eye-opener.
You know, protocol for a police officer is always protect yourself. And to be able to learn what they're thinking and what's going on in their mind kind of gives you a better perspective of what's going on and what you're able to do to further protect yourself and to protect them to, you know, not hurt themselves.
Back in the cruiser, Patrol Officer Newkirchen says the training these officers are getting is extremely practical. He probably gets two or three mental health-related calls in an eight-hour shift, but he says the training's useful in half of the calls the department gets. That's a lot of demand. As for the visit with the family of the man who was suicidal, Newkirchen said it went pretty well.
I would say 50% of the time are calls like this, where we are making, I think, a huge difference. We won't be back. And that family has a very different sense of what we do as police officers.
But not all of them go that well.
And you know when you walk out the front door, you're going to be back. And you just get the sense that they're really, they take the brochure and they don't look at it when you give it to them. They'll just kind of throw it on the kitchen table.
Governor Daniel Malloy has said he wants to make sure all Connecticut law enforcement officers get some kind of training like Newkirchen. A bill to that effect is before the state legislature. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.